Hello, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the First Down Football Talk. On today's show, we're going to talk about the news from last week's games, which would be the AFC and NFC wildcard games. I'm Nate, and I'm with my two buddies, Devin and Shukar. Let's get right into it. Last week, the Patriots had a bye week, so we're going to talk about the games that happened around that. So let's get right into it. So last week, we had the Chicago Bears and the Philadelphia Eagles with a very traumatic upset of the Chicago Bears with Cody Parkey missing that field goal, the double doink, with Mitch Trubisky throwing for 303 yards and a touchdown, which is pretty impressive, especially for only his second year into the NFL. So I think that was pretty good. So what'd you guys think about it?
I just thought the game was a mess. I mean, first half, Mr. Trubisky was, I wouldn't say on fire or on a roll, but he was doing well, like, compared to the Eagles. Like, the Eagles' defense wasn't up to their full potential for the first half. But after the first half, Mitch Trubisky only had 4.6 yards per attempt. And that's really bad for a quarterback like Mitch Trubisky. I mean, his team is one of the tops. They have one of the best defense, overall defense, one of the best overall offense. Yet to see them play like this was, I didn't expect something like that. I thought the Eagles were going to win, but I didn't think the game was going to be this close.
So, personally, I believe that the Chicago Bears were going to win the game. Alright? And don't judge me on that, but I was kind of surprised how the Eagles came back up until the end. And yeah.
Yeah, so when I saw Golden Tate catch the ball on the 1 yard line from Nick Foles at the end of the game.
1 minute left.
Yeah, there was only 1 minute left. I was pretty shocked because I thought maybe the Bears should have used their timeouts a little better, especially not using any timeouts till then. So I thought they probably would have used some to, you know, hopefully get some clock back. But I thought as soon as Mitch Trubisky got the ball back, with how long was it? 56 seconds?
I think
it was
56, 59-ish.
Yeah, 56 seconds. And as soon as I saw him make that back shoulder throw, I actually thought they were going to win the game because that was the most clutch throw I think I saw this whole week in these playoffs. I thought that was really impressive. And then I saw that kick by
Cody Parker.
Yeah, no, Cody Parkey, and it was embarrassing because
he made it the first time, but we're talking about effective timeout use.
Yeah,
the Eagles had
oh
an effective timeout use. That was a good timeout call.
Talk about icing the kicker. That was definitely icing the kicker right there. I saw a video when they put the ice the kicker, you know, the video with the Pepsi commercial, they put it over that, and it was pretty funny.
Yeah, but that was, both games were dramatic, not in a good sense, but in a bad sense, like, in my opinion. Because if it's an Eagles and Bears game, if it was just Carson Wentz playing, I'd expect a blowout game from the Bears, but like a quarterback like Nick Foles, even though I'm not a fan of the Eagles, I'd expect a game with higher points than just, you know, a 16-15 game.
Yeah, get ready. Next year, I think with Nick Foles' success and Carson Wentz' success, I think if the Eagles get to another Super Bowl, they might have a quarterback controversy on their hands with who they might actually want to start and who they might want to trade, because it's rumored to be Nick Foles' last year. So, I think if he gets you to another Super Bowl or at least another NFC Championship, and beats the Rams this upcoming weekend, beats the Saints this upcoming weekend.
Yeah.
I think you have to think about which one you want to pay and which one you want to keep for your future. Okay, so let's move on to the second game, which was the Ravens versus the 12-4. That was the 10-6 Ravens versus the 12-4 Chargers. This game was pretty crazy. I watched most of this game, and it was pretty crazy with Lamar Jackson. I think it was their first drive or their first two drives. They had three fumbles on their first two drives.
You couldn't catch the ball.
Well, he gonna throw the ball. He could throw the ball.
Which is what surprised me too. Like in towards the fourth quarter, he scored two touchdowns from passes.
Yeah,
from passes.
But which is usually shocking because he was one of their leading rushers. Especially being the quarterback, I find it really. I don't really find that surprising that their first that the first play of the game was actually a rushing touch, like a rushing play. I didn't find it surprising at all, and I actually thought the Chargers, especially in playing them in week, I think it was week 15, I didn't find that shocking at all because you have to think, your quarterback does one thing really well, which is rushing the football, and he does that first play. So I think a lot of teams saw that coming.
The Ravens had excellent defense, like, in the first quarter alone, because they only allowed the Chargers to only score field goals, like, you know, 3-0, 6-0, then it was 9-0 and 12-0 by the first half.
Yep, and, yeah, it was the same with the Ravens. The Ravens had scored...
only three. It was like 12-3. And then Lamar Jackson came out of nowhere.
Everybody was calling for Joe Flacco in the beginning of the fourth quarter. Everybody was booing him. I thought it was pretty crazy because I thought they probably should have brought in Joe Flacco just for the experience factor. So I don't know if the Ravens wanted to put in Joe Flacco because Lamar wasn't doing well because he had like I think he had six passing yards in the fourth quarter. That's pretty crazy.
I would personally surprised when the Eagles were like blowing out the Ravens in the first half. Like, the
I think you mean Chargers.
I was thinking about the other game in my head. Yeah. The Ravens. And then you guys paused.
You mean Chargers.
Okay. Yes. I keep getting confused between the two games because both games are both crazy enough. Okay? So, let's be honest here. The Ravens do have excellent defense. All right? But I was really surprised how the Chargers were making all those points. Like, in the first and second half, the Ravens didn't have any points. No, even in the third quarter. But didn't they make that field goal at the end?
Yeah, they made
that field goal.
Yeah, because Justin Tucker missed a field goal at the end of the first half.
Yeah.
That was his first postseason career miss.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty crazy.
Oh, yeah. So... we all knew that, like, everyone thought that the Ravens were going to have a massive blowout. They were going to lose by a long shot. Fourth quarter comes in. They scored two touchdowns. No one saw that coming. But what...
especially not in the last 7 minutes.
Exactly.
As soon as I saw the stat, the last 14, or last, I think it was last 14-point comeback in the fourth quarter was Super Bowl 51, the Patriots versus the Falcons, and it was a 19-point comeback. That would have been... That would have been a 20-point comeback by the Baltimore Ravens in the last 6 minutes alone. That would have been easily one of the most impressive things of the season.
So the thing that stuck to me was that the Ravens were right near the touchdown. They made it was like a 15-12 yard pass onto the touchdown. I don't remember who caught the touchdown though, but it was like
I think it was Crabtree.
I think so, but like it wasn't he the one who caught the ball right on the line of the touchdown and fell over?
Yeah.
That was okay. So, personally,
that's probably the best plays of the game.
Yes. Okay. So personally, I did not think that was going to be a touchdown because from how you saw the angle, the football was outside of the touchdown line. But his left and right foot were both in, so that counted. And I honestly thought they were going to win.
Especially with I think they had 50 seconds left, and I think Lamar Jackson got the ball back, and was it Joey Bosa or was it Melvin?
Bosa.
Was it Bosa who stripped action?
Sure. Yeah, but something I would have done with that. So you know when you like make a play, the clock keeps going unless you go out of bounds, like something happens.
Yeah.
If it was up to me, if I caught the ball, I would have ran out of bounds. Like I would have gone as far as I can, and like. Because if you run out of bounds, the clock would stop.
Yeah.
You have time to set up again. Like, the clock couldn't keep going. If it was up to me, I would have made that play. I would have made that decision to run out of bounds. I would try to go for as many yards as I could. But, like, once I see a defender coming, I run out of bounds. But I feel like the Ravens should have done that. So then they would have more time. It was just something they could have done to stop the clock.
Yeah.
Okay, so now let's focus on the people coming into Foxborough this week: the Chargers, Philip Rivers, Melvin Ingram, Melvin Gordon, Joey Bosa, the number 9 overall passing defense in the league. They're coming into Foxborough. The forecast for the game is supposed to be 33 degrees. It's supposed to be snowing. We're supposed to get 3 to 5 inches in Foxborough, so that's gonna be definitely one of the key factors of the game. The Patriots definitely need to focus on shutting down the run game. They're 22nd in the league in rushing defense, the 22nd league passing defense, the 21st overall. We also have to realize that Tom Brady hasn't had one of the best season, hasn't had his best season, finishing the season with 29 touchdown passes and 11 picks. He missed out on, I think it was $5 million last week. because he wasn't in the top. I think he had to be in the top five for passing yards, passing touchdowns. It wasn't even that, so that's pretty shocking. So some of the key weapons I would think of are, you have to get James White definitely involved in the offense. Someone like James White, someone like Julian Edelman.
We've been relying more on Hogan this
oh yeah, we season. Definitely yeah. I think this week we'll definitely have to rely on Chris Hogan, because Chris Hogan is probably one of our best options.
Yeah.
Right now, especially with Josh Gordon being out.
Yeah, and Gronkowski's not playing like himself.
Gronk's not playing. I wouldn't be surprised if Gronk finished in a couple of years, because
he only gets one pass per game.
Yeah.
He catches that one pass. He just catches it.
Week 16 he got, I think he only caught, no, he didn't have anything. He actually tipped a pass and it was intercepted. So,
yeah, if Gronk can play like he normally plays in most playoffs, we'd be fine.
But. I definitely think Gronk will have to be a. I think Gronk will definitely have to be a key factor. James White will have to be a key factor with how we run the ball, and especially with the Ravens. I mean, the Chargers having the 22 overall rushing defense. I think that Sony Michel will have to play a big role. I think that he could probably get a couple touchdowns in there. So hopefully. Hopefully our team, or hopefully some of our key players will play well as the game goes on.
But it's not just our offense we need to worry about. It's definitely because our defense hasn't been playing up to point as well.
No, so some of the key weapons for the Chargers, like Melvin Gordon, we will definitely have to watch out for him, because he's one of the best running backs. Even though when he got injured in the middle of the season, before that he played 10 games and had 13 touchdowns in those 10 games. So, those are some of the key things that you have to worry about. And then you also have to worry about someone like Keenan Allen, especially when Philip Rivers starts Keenan Allen. He's one of the deadliest receivers in the NFL. So, that's something you have to worry about. And next, if we win, it won't be easy. It'll be tough. They will have to earn this win. It's not an easy game for them just to walk in and think they can win. Especially with how our defense and our offense has played this year. We just haven't played that well at all. We definitely need to keep ourselves in focus and think about what we're doing and try to have to like out scheme them in the way that we play. Because the Chargers have a really good passing defense, but they don't have a very good rushing defense. So you have to think about some of those. And For the last thing, we also have to think about next season. Once it does come next season, we also have our offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels leaving, or might leave, because he has interviews with the Browns and the Packers. So it's going to be a very interesting transition season next year, especially with Tom Brady having to get a new offensive coordinator.
Yeah, some players like Gronk should really. Gronk,
I would think about retiring. So,
or I mean, if he doesn't want to get traded, at least retire.
Yeah. So, thank you for tuning in to Tuesday's edition of First Down Football Talk with Nate, Shikhar, and Devin. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you enjoyed.